Okay, so everyone have a nice break, feel nice and relaxed, nice and chilled out. In the first session, we looked at step one of creating your continuity program. Okay, and that's really what this whole workshop is about. I want to give you a proven plan over 8 steps. So step one was really all about understanding why you need continuity. It was all about understanding the opportunity that's in front of you and making sure you've got the right mindset as well and that you're tough enough to do this. In step two, you can see on the board, we're going to look at deciding on the continuity model that you're going to follow and how to make 3 months worth of content really, really fast. Now, let me ask you a question. How many people in the room now, and raise your hand if you think this is true, think that we in our business spend months creating our continuity content? Put your hand up if you think that's the case. Put your hand up if you think we do it very quickly, maybe in 2 weeks or less. Absolutely. In fact, one of the things that I'm absolutely huge on in my business is making sure that every piece of content we create can be done very, very fast. And I also will only make content in my business if we can leverage it in multiple ways. So a good example is the last workshop, the Profit Max workshop. How many people were at that workshop? Put your hand up if you were there. It's about half the room, maybe two-thirds. At that workshop, we filmed the event and we gave loads of good content. Can anyone shout out ways I might use that content in a continuity program in the future? Just shout them out. Any ways? Might turn them into DVDs, a DVD of the Month Club. Any other ideas? There might be thank you page upsells. Anything else? Might be. Might be audios in my continuity program. I like that. Might be all kinds of ideas. But the bottom line is that whenever we produce any content, we're always looking to leverage it in multiple ways. At the last workshop, a lot of people looked at the desk at the back and said, how do you manage to create so many DVDs? We have so many DVDs, and a lot of people thought to themselves, how do we do it? Well, one of the ways is we make sure that we are constantly creating content, and the content that we create, we're constantly getting multiple benefits from it. So like the Super List Building webinars we did 2 years ago, we did a webinar course where people paid $200 to attend, and then we immediately turned those webinars into a digital download product. And then we immediately turned them into a DVD box set. And then we immediately turned them into an upsell as part of our continuity funnel, and so on and so on. The Profit Max workshop, we've already sold as a DVD box set, I think for $497 or maybe $997, I'm not sure. We've sold the box set. Then we're also going to take the recordings to each session, and we're going to use them as a continuity program in the future. Maybe as bonuses to entice people into the continuity, or maybe each session will be the content we're delivering the gold program. And then maybe there'll be the content in the gold program, and then once people have got that content and we remove it from the site, maybe we'll then sell them as standalone DVDs. Or maybe then we'll sell them as an upsell to another funnel we've got in the future. That kind of makes sense. Be hand up if you kind of see what I'm saying. The bottom line is we make so much content because we're always thoughtfully and carefully considering how can we create content today that we can use multiple times in the future. How can we create content today that we can leverage over and over and over again? Hands up if you think I'm making money from this workshop. Realistically, put your hand up. Okay, the expenses are probably higher than you would imagine. And we don't actually make a great deal of money. We might make a small amount, and by a small amount, I mean $1,000 or so. Or we might lose $1,000 or so. In fact, our other workshops, we've always lost a little bit of money. Why do you think I do them? Just shout it out. Content.
Customers.
Authority. How do I get authority? What about all the testimonials? Did anyone see those testimonials at the start of the session with Mark? And thought, God, how good would my business be if I had all those video testimonials? Put your hand up if you think that would benefit your business in some way. Put your hand up if you think that having this kind of workshop would benefit your business in terms of the authority of being able to do it. Absolutely. How many marketers do you think in the UK would have the balls to try and put on a workshop like this? There's a lot, but not that many. Less than 20? Less than 10, I don't know. But when you do something like this, it immediately positions yourself as an authority in your marketplace. But it takes some balls to do it. Do you agree? What do you think my primary concern was last night when I went to bed? That no one was going to turn up. That the microphone... that the microphone wasn't going to work. That I was going to be so hungover I would oversleep. No. I only had 3 beers last night. My point is, this kind of workshop gives us massive authority, massive leverage. But the main purpose for doing it is content. So like during these 2 days, we've got a professional film crew here. We've got a photographer here. We're making huge amounts of content. And if we break even, we're creating this content for free. It's not costing us anything. We're getting the film crew for free. We're getting the photographer for free. And what might we do with the content? We might turn it into a membership site, a DVD of the month club. We might sell it as a box set. Or what's more likely, we might do all three. We might sell it as the box set initially. Then we might sell it as a DVD of the month club, where you get one DVD each month. Then we might use it as a bonus when somebody buys some really high-end package we might be promoting. And so on and so on. Put your hand up if you think your business would be better if you could get multiple uses of content. Absolutely. We will not do anything unless we get multiple benefits. I'll be really blunt. I love teaching these workshops, and that's why I'm doing it today, and because of the content and the authority and the testimonials and all that good stuff. But I wouldn't want to do this as much if I couldn't reuse this content over and over and over again. I wouldn't be motivated in the same way. There's a massive opportunity cost for doing this workshop. It takes time, it takes effort, it takes energy. But we're doing it because of the content that we can create. And I really want you to understand that if you're going to create content in your business, if you can get multiple benefits from it, your business is going to be stronger as a result. Does that kind of make sense? So what I want to do now in this session with Mark on the flip chart is I want to start by brainstorming different types of continuity programs you can create in your business quickly and easily. And then what I want to do is give you my quick start guide to getting the content for the continuity program created in one day or less. I really believe that anybody can create the content for a continuity program in one day or less. It's very possible to do that. And we're going to look at how you can do that. So first, we're going to look at the different types of continuity program. And then second of all, we're going to look at how to create the content really, really fast. Okay? So, do you want to start us off by sharing out different continuity ideas we might have, different models of continuity? Okay, so there's a good one. So we're going to put, what have we put in the middle? Can we just put that continuity models underneath idea? Sorry, Mark. So we've got continuity models. Okay, I'll just start off with this one. That's a good idea. So we're just going to start off with DVD of the Month Club. So DVD of the Month Club is where you simply ship out a DVD to your customers in exchange for a monthly fee. Can I make sense? Does that sound something that would be really difficult to create? I don't think so. DVD of the Month Club. Another idea we've had down here would be like a fixed-term membership. Now, a fixed-term membership is where people pay you a recurring amount of money each month, but it expires at a certain point. So you say to people, look, I've got a coaching course that's going to last for 9 months, and if you pay me each month for 9 months, then you're going to get all of the content sequentially, and then it's done. And it's fixed-term membership. Somebody from over on this side of the room, any other ideas about different continuity models, perhaps? Down this side. Well, rather than the content, what I want to focus on, it's a good idea, is like the different models. So how could we structure it? So we can have a DVD of the month club, we can have a fixed term membership. What else could we have?
Audio private coaching.
Go ahead. Physical newsletter. A physical newsletter, excellent.
Audio private coaching.
Okay, I'll come to that in a second, good. So it's okay, it's good. So a physical newsletter. I subscribe to Terry Dean's newsletter, I recommend you do so. Terry Dean's a guy I've got a lot of respect for. He's given me some really good ideas in my business. How many people here are aware of Terry Dean? Put your hand up. Yeah. How many people are aware of him via my marketing? Come across him first through my marketing? Put your hand up. Quite a lot of people. Okay. Don't really endorse that many people. Have you noticed that? How many people do you think I endorse in my marketing that often? Not many. John Fornhill, Terry Dean, not many. Okay. Physical newsletter. Terry Dean has a physical newsletter. You pay $29.97 a month. And he ships your newsletter out every single month. Really good model. And another idea we had down here was audio coaching. Could be an idea.
I'm a singer, that's why. Back and forth.
Okay, audio coaching. Yes. Any other ideas from someone else who's not giving an idea?
Weekly or monthly teleseminars.
I love it. Weekly or monthly teleseminars. Loving it.
Some kind of service, high voltage responders.
Loving it. Some kind of service for a tool, maybe. Like Wizard Responder, Randy. .com. I'll have a Cronenberg. James, get me a redirect, a domain for an affiliate link. Wizardresponder.uk. I'm joking. Audio coaching. A service, did we put that one down yet? So like an autoresponder maybe? It's a good idea. Anything else? Just shout out any more ideas you've got. Someone who's not giving me an idea. Andrew? Sorry, was that you? Sorry. Webinar series, loving it. Webinar series. A lot of ideas. Okay, content delivered by email. I'm liking it. How hard do you think it would be to set up an autoresponder? Well, you've got to have access to that autoresponder, you've got to be a paid subscriber, and you delivered lessons daily, maybe. Robert Plank did his daily seminars. Anyone seen that site? And Jason Fladley, I met Jason in Atlanta. He did his daily seminar where for, I don't know, $50 a month or $100 a month, they sent you a video via email every day for 365 days. Dead good idea. I love that idea. They sit down and they made it like 3 days or something stupid. 365 video lessons, each one 5 minutes long. And then you sign up and you pay $100 a month and every day you get a video lesson for a year. And then they sold the site to somebody else. But I love that idea. Any other ideas? Okay, what I want to do now is I'm going to focus on a couple of... We've not had a membership site. It's a straight-up membership site. What I want to do is focus on a couple of the ideas and look at some of the pros and the cons so that you can decide what kind of continuity model you want to go with. Because really my intention is by the time you leave this session, you should have firmly and 100% decided what type of continuity model you're going to go with. You're going to write it down and you're going to say, look, I'm going to create a continuity program and it's going to be this type of model. It's going to be a membership site. It's going to be a teleseminar. It's going to be Q&As each month. It's going to be a DVD of the month club. It's going to be a service. Yeah? So let's look at some of the advantages and the disadvantages. And the first one I want to start with is one of my favorites, and it's a DVD of the month. So let's write down DVD of the month, and we'll have advantages and disadvantages, or pros and cons. Okay, so DVD of the month club. We're shipping out a DVD to people in an automated way every single month. Can anyone share any kind of advantages of that? It's very hands-free, it's automatic. You can have the content loaded up, you can have 6 months' worth of content, and you can drip it sequentially. So when people join in month one, they get DVD one. Does that make sense? An alternative way of doing that might be to have topical content, and we're going to talk about that in a second, whereby every month you produce a new DVD where you say, okay, this is what I'm teaching you this month in my business. I'm in the dating niche, and this is the dating strategies relevant to January 2010. Here it is. Or you could drip it sequentially. By the way, the strategy I'm going to share with you right now is the same strategy that I'm working on with a friend to create a continuity program really quickly. I'm going to share with you a plan in a second once we've looked at different options. Andrew?
A great pro of the DVD of the month is that your entire business needs two pages, a sales page and a thank you page.
Okay, excellent. How many people here find creating web pages a challenge sometimes? I'll put my hand up. Yeah, one of the problems that we have in our business is that one of the weaknesses is lack of technical support. We really need to plug that hole. Big problem, we never fixed it. But with a DVD of the Month Club, one of the massive advantages is you need two pages, a sales page and a thank you page. Job done. You make a sales video in 2 hours or less, like I'll show you how to do shortly in the next session or the session after, I'm not sure which. And then you have a thank you page where you say, thanks very much, your first DVD has been dispatched. Two web pages. And then you ship out some DVDs. Does that sound like an attractive model? People pay you and you ship out the DVDs? Sounds pretty attractive to me.
Get someone else to ship out the DVDs.
We could even get someone else to ship out the DVDs for us, which is an excellent idea. Really good stuff. Okay, any more advantages? Someone from in the middle down here who's not giving an answer. Any more advantages to DVD of the Month Club? I feel like a teacher. We're not moving on until I get an answer. Andrew?
One thing that works for books as well as DVD is instant branding. If you've got the entire series of Lee McIntyre DVDs on my bookshelf, every time I go to my bookshelf, I'm being reminded that I'm a customer of yours. It's a great psychological angle.
Excellent. So we could put there, it really helps with retention as well, and it keeps me front of mind. One of the things that we do with our affiliates is, it's kind of similar, we pay them every Monday. And one of the things we were doing, which we're not doing as much now, is when we were paying them, we were sending them an email saying, you didn't receive any money this week, sorry about that. Here's your link to log in. go promote some more. But by paying people weekly, you're front of mind, and kind of same, I suppose, if you're looking past the DVDs. It's a good point, because in my office, we've got some DVDs on our shelf, and every time I walk past them, I'm thinking about that marketer constantly. And I suppose when my emails come into my inbox, it's just there in my mind, isn't it, their name, constantly. So that's a good idea. But the disadvantages are going to be more hassle, more expensive, VAT issues in the UK, potentially. Everyone's like, I'm having a good day until now. Don't talk about VAT issues, potentially. I tell you, a good advantage is if people want to return it, if people want a refund, they have to return it. Not always, depends on your refund policy. But if we ship out a DVD, if people come back for a refund, even a year later for any products, we say, yep, no worries, just send it back. How many people think send it back? About a quarter? So it protects refunds. If people come to you and say, God, your continuity program's horrendous. I didn't know I was getting this DVD. You say, no worries. Not a problem. Send it back. We'll refund you. Now, my advice would be, if they kick up a fuss and say, I'm not sending it back, I'm going to charge back, then you should refund anyway. So you're going to have that cost of sale. But really, by putting that barrier there, which is very natural and very easy, that's going to be very sweet for you. Just as a point for people here in the room who are from the UK, we ship out with Kunaki, and we've used other US fulfillment companies, but primarily through Kunaki. If you're shipping products from the US, and then you're making people return it to the UK, that's going to cause problems. So some customers are going to say, well, you've shipped it to me from the US, and now you're asking to return it to the UK. They'll call it a scam, or they won't be happy with that. So in those circumstances, you should be flexible and just say, you're right, I'll refund it. Make sense? Also, you should point out, a lot of customers in the UK might get angry that you're shipping products from the US. Like on our point-and-click offer, we charge international shipping $9.95 and US shipping is $6.95, and we messed up there. We should have had a UK option. Even though we were shipping it from the US, we should have had the UK option. Because the number one complaint to our point-and-click launch was UK customers saying, why am I paying international shipping? I'm from the UK, you're from the UK. And our response was, well, actually, our fulfillment company's in the US. So we're shipping it from the US and hence the postage charge. But a lot of people got grumbly about that. Does that make sense? So a better option would have been to have UK $6.95 and for us to eat the cost. Yeah? Eat the cost. There's some goodwill to our customers. We messed that up. We didn't foresee that. But customers in the UK really objected to paying international shipping when they saw us as a UK customer and they saw them as being from the UK. And actually trying to educate them that we were dispatching it from the US was a problem for them. And it's just really good at protecting refunds because the DVDs we ship, that has a tremendously positive effect in terms of protecting refunds. Really nice. Okay, what I want to do now is just go back and let's just pick another one and look at some of the advantages and the disadvantages. So you've got DVD of the Month Club. We've got teleseminars. We've got a physical newsletter. And let's pull that one up because that's an interesting one. Let me just add as another advantage for DVD of the Month Club that the content, let's just add this, the content can be easily reused. What I mean by that is a DVD of the Month Club should have very distinct content that's standalone and isolated. So if we were doing a DVD of the Month Club, and if I was advising one of my clients to do the same, which I am, I would say make sure that the content you deliver this month is a separate product with a cool name. Anyone want to shout out why I would say that? You can tell it again. If the DVD of the Month Club is more like a newsletter kind of update situation, very difficult to recycle that content. But if the DVD, if the DVD of the Month Club is content with a really cool name like Deep Connection Dynamics or The Power of Secret Whispers, and that's the content you deliver that particular month in the continuity program, then in the future you can reposition that content better and more effectively. Does that make sense? Okay, Andrew, do you want to bring the mic down here for Andrew a second? Thank you.
Just a huge bonus on the DVD of the month, which you don't get on any of the others specifically, is that you look like an industry professional because you're producing DVDs. The BBC produces DVDs. So, you know, you're immediately well above the back bedroom guru internet marketer who, you know, whips up a WordPress membership site.
Excellent. Thank you. I really appreciate that. And well, let me just expand on that. How many people go on the Warrior Forum? Put your hand up. Okay, how many people see people selling Warrior special offers with names like Marketing WizKid 08 or I'm a Cool Dude UK? Okay? Who are you going to buy a product from, just as a matter of interest? Someone called I'm a Cool Dude UK or Lee McIntyre, and when you click on my profile, you see a picture of me, an action shot of me teaching from the stage like this and the crowd applauding. You're going to buy it from I'm a Cool Dude or from me? Because so there's certain things you can do in your marketing which should always be about, I believe, generating a response. So in my business, everything we do is all about generating a sale. But as a byproduct of that, sometimes you can get some really cool branding and positioning. So the main purpose of this event for us is to make content that we can sell and make a sale. But one of the byproducts is the branding and the positioning. Put your hand up, seriously, if you think pictures of me like this and the testimonials and the promotional video we're going to put together, do you think that's going to help me sell more products? If I've got a coaching program for 10 grand, in dollars, and somebody else has got it for 10 grand in dollars, and I can position myself as being so much of an expert that 40 people today and 60 people in the past and whatever have traveled from far and wide to come to my workshop, who's going to sell it fastest and best? Who's going to have the higher prices? So always be thinking about generating a response, but also always be thinking about how can you position yourself as an authority in your marketplace, whatever that marketplace might be. One of the things that we're working on now, as a side note, is I'm writing a book. It's called Get More Momentum and How Anyone Can Start an Online Business in 29 Days or Less. I can't remember the tagline. But it should be out in about 90 days. Just anyone just want to shout out why I might want to write a book? Authority? Who? Or for celebrity? Do you really think I'm going to make a fortune from writing a book?
Might.
Yeah. It's unlikely. Let me ask you this. In terms of the time spent in my business, am I going to get the biggest return, create a continuity program, in terms of the revenues from that project at $97 a month, or from writing a book that I self-publish? Yeah. I'm going to get the massively higher returns from the continuity program. But the reason for writing the book is all the branding and the position that I can get from that. So let me ask you this question. When I then come to sell my coaching program for $10,000, and one person's got a book, and they can pass the book to a prospective client, or when one person has got a DVD, promotional DVD of me, of them speaking on stage and delivering content, or they've got a showreel of pictures of them in action shots delivering content, who's going to get the client? Who's going to charge the highest prices? Very valuable stuff. And a DVD of the Month Club, like Andrew was saying, is a really good way to kind of add that kind of position into your business. The BBC publishes DVDs, you publish DVDs. It immediately separates you from I'm a Marketing Whiz Kid UK on the forum, who nobody knows who he is, he doesn't have any positioning, and he has to sell products for $7. Make sense? You have to look at some of the big people, some of the big gurus in other marketplaces in terms of how they position themselves. How many people are aware of Tony Robbins? Do you think Tony Robbins would bother going to the Warrior Forum and selling a product for $7? No. He's positioned himself with books, with celebrity endorsements, with speaking on a really big speaking tour, with all those things, appearing on TV shows and radio shows. Why? Because he becomes an expert. What does that mean? He can sell products for a higher price and faster. So always be thinking about how you can do the same. One of the net effects of this workshop, I'll tell you now, is that I can sell my products for higher prices in the future and they'll sell it faster because now I'm an authority. Even before people see the content I deliver, and even before people see the results I can give, people will assume I'm an expert and an authority figure because of this. Hands up if you can kind of see that. If I wrote my book and it was lousy, just by having a book, I could instantly sell my products for higher prices. Something to think about. So physical newsletters, some of the pros. Anyone want to share them out?
There's no spam filter on a postbox.
Okay, no spam filter on a postbox. I like it. Okay, pretty easy to prepare. Any disadvantages anyone want to share? Someone's not giving me an answer from down here. Any disadvantages? Expensive to produce. Very expensive to produce, possibly. I know Daniel's doing a newsletter. Do you want to pass the mic to Daniel and just get Daniel's insights? Daniel's, I know, got a print newsletter on his continuity program.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the main reason why we're doing it, we want to... person said earlier, you want to differentiate yourself from just another mentorship website. So we're doing DVD of the month, CD of the month, and newsletter as well. But a newsletter is a bit of a pain to produce and expensive, but it's a sales letter in disguise. Yep. So it gives me a chance to showcase my group. And we have people coming back then to our mastermind meetings because they want to be part of that tribe. So it's a great tool. I would recommend it to anyone. Just get over the pain and do it. It's really, really powerful. It costs a bit, but again, you got great attention. You know, it's not, you don't compete with a lot of newsletters, but you compete with a lot of emails. So again, no spam filters. And yeah, it's good for us, it works, but it's been a pain to set up. If you want to avoid some of that, talk to me in a break and can give you maybe some pointers.
Okay, thank you, Daniel. I appreciate that. And you see how Daniel's there talking about some of the other benefits he gets from his continuity program. And that's what we think about as well in our business. So let's say your print newsletter was $29.97 or whatever. And let's say it costs you $10 out the door or less, I don't know. But you might look at that and think your margin now is $20, and by the time you've paid your affiliates 50%, your margin's going to be squeezed. But if you're looking at some of the additional benefits that you can receive from that, if you're looking at some of the additional benefits you can generate in terms of using it as a sales letter to sell back-end items, using it as a way of showcasing some of your most successful customers, do you think you might sell other products as a result? Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's kind of what we try and do with our gold program, but not as successful as we could. And we're relaunching our gold program actually next week, so we'll talk about that later on today. Another disadvantage of physical newsletters is, depending on how you produce the content, depending on the way you create the content, it might be hard to recycle. So it might be difficult to recycle, depending on how you do it. So if your newsletter just covers one topic, well, you say, okay, this week I'm just going to talk about ultimate list building. Or this week I'm going to talk about, the deep connection dynamic strategy. And it's just one topic, then what else could you do with that newsletter in the future? Could be an ebook, a special report. Could be something you give away when people opt in. It could be a manual that people get when they buy a box set. But if your newsletter is a collection of testimonials, success stories, topical news, not as easy to recycle that information. Although you can. Maybe you can sell the back catalogue as an example and so forth. Maybe that would be a really good upsell. Maybe a downsell would be a digital version of the back catalogue. But more difficult to recycle. Now, the reason we've not done a physical newsletter is because I like to recycle the content. And that's the way I've stayed away from it. And in all my continuity programs, when I create content, I want it to be very distinct kind of elements. Who put your hand up if you came to the Profit Max workshop? Okay, and then put your hand up, sorry, if you came to the Inside Out, Upside Down workshop, the first workshop. Okay, some of the titles we had for that first workshop, can anyone remember any of them? Shout them out, maybe. We had Deep Connection Dynamics. We had Momentum Marketing Madness. James, can you remember any of the titles for the workshop? Ultimate Traffic on Tap, Affiliate Marketing Madness, I don't know. We had loads of titles like that. The JV Scalpel, the Internet Automation Plan. And what we did was when we delivered that workshop, we tried to make sure that every session had a really cool title, like Deep Connection Dynamics. And what is having a cool title and also a distinct kind of topic area, distinct theme, so that we could recycle that in the future. And the plan was, look, now we can take the content from this session and we can put that on a DVD in a DVD of the Month Club. Or we can deliver it digitally inside a membership site. But we very rarely want to deliver bitty content that's hard to recycle. That kind of makes sense? We're delivering point-and-click coaching now, and every week people get an hour's worth of content showing them how to build a site. Just shout out, what might we do when we decide to retire point-and-click coaching? Put it all on a DVD. So you might take 52 DVDs, create this monster set for $2,000. Does anyone kind of buy that? Let me ask you this question. Do you think I would be bothered to sit down and think, God, come on, great week ahead, come on, I'm going to make 52 hours worth of continuity content, it's going to be great. How many people think I would do that? Nah. How many people think I'd make 1 hour and then go to the pub and watch the scores come in? Likely. Okay? But by making the point-and-click coaching continuity program, what do? I force myself to get my backside in gear and make the thing. I force myself. And then what do you think is going to happen in the end? We'll turn it into a DVD course. So effectively, what's happening? I'm making my 2011 product launch right now. And am I getting paid for it? Hands up if you think yes. I'm getting paid every month $100,000 to make 4 hours worth of content that is ultimately going to be in my box set that I sell next year. Hands up if you think that's a pretty cool way to do it. Absolutely. So whenever we create any kind of content, you got a question? Yes, just bring the mic down here. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Do you segment the customers that are like in your continuity and then divide, like when you go to resell the content, you say you don't try to sell it to the same customers that already saw it in the continuity?
Good question. Good question, thank you. So the question is, do we segment a list? And so if we're repackaging it, we're not trying to sell it to them. The answer is yeah. A good example is, we did a mentoring course called my masterclass. We sold it for $9.97, and we stopped selling it, and we did another coaching course, and we've repackaged that as the Momentum Marketing Masterclass, which is at the back, the red DVDs, there's 19 DVDs. So that's effectively the masterclass I used to teach digitally online, and people had live Q&As every week. So what we basically did was we took all the Q&As, put them on like 12 DVDs, took all 8 weeks worth of content, put them on 8 DVDs, repackaged it, give it new graphics, put it on a new big box set, and increased the price. And that's the key for us. Because now anyone who's bought it in the past paid $997 for the content, they got it digitally. But now what we've done is we've added extra things in and we've increased the price. So now there's no customers in the past can feel aggrieved because they're getting more content. The customers now are getting more content. The customers now are paying a higher price, rather. And current customers can't feel aggrieved because they're getting more content than people got in the past. Does that kind of make sense? But when we broadcast and we sell that, we wouldn't sell it to anyone who bought the masterclass now. And recently we did a new continuity offer, a $295 continuity offer. We excluded from our broadcast anyone who joined our continuity program in the past. So if you joined Point and Click Coaching, when we emailed everybody this week saying, look, There's a $2.95 offer here. You'll go into continuity if you get it. We excluded everybody who joined that offer in the past. Does that kind of make sense? Okay? Cool. Okay, so physical newsletters, hard to use again, but you get that kind of branding, you get that kind of positioning. Any other advantages or disadvantages before we go to the next one? Go ahead, Daniel.
There's one advantage we didn't anticipate, but people love to collect. They don't want to miss out. So what we do, we send them a folder at the beginning, and it's then newsletter folder. So they want to collect and not miss an issue. So it actually improves stick rate with your continuity. People want every month of that newsletter.
I love it. Okay, excellent. Really increases the retention because people want to collect it. We'll come down here to Andrew. And while we get the mic down here, just down here to Andrew. I've told you I'm on Terry Dean's newsletter. When I moved office, I was like getting the offices unpacked. And I found like four of his issues of his newsletter. I was like, God, where's issue 3 and where's issue 6? I'm never going to read them again. But I was like going through my box thinking, God, where is it? I'm really angry with myself. And then I put them in a nice box on the cupboard so I could see them and they were all there. I'm never going to go back and read them realistically. But I like to collect. People like to collect. Does that make sense? Really cool. Go ahead, Andrew.
I was just wondering if you could start treating it more like a proper magazine you could buy in the shops where you can sell advertising. So you can say, well, I've got 500 people that are interested in this topic. You go out to offline companies and you can start selling advertising on it.
Okay, that's an option. You could sell advertising. But what I'd be more inclined to do would be to use the ad space to sell my products instead. Because I think the way I would look at it is if someone's placed an ad there, then they'd be making a margin, so they'd be spending $1,000 and they'd be getting $2,000 back. So I'd be more inclined to like try and sell my own back-end products and stuff there. Daniel, do you put adverts in there for your products?
Yeah, for your stuff.
Do you? Oh, excellent. Happy. Thank you. I know, I buy you a Cronenberg. Okay, one question down here.
It wasn't a question. It's just we do so much work on the computers that we're now sick of them. I'm much more likely to take a physical newspaper, go get a cup of tea and read it.
Excellent. Okay, really good point.
And you will go back to it. Oh, yes, that was his. Oh, what was that point? And you'll open it in a way that you won't go searching through the computer.
Thank you. Excellent. I like that. We're so sick of newsletters and emails. It's harder to fight for competition, for attention.
It's easier on the eyes.
In fact, when I get a print newsletter through the post that I've subscribed to, I immediately open it up and consume the content. Absolutely. Right, what I want to do now is one more that I want to do the pros and cons for is a membership site. And I want to share some of the insights from my point-and-click site. I'm going to go into this in more detail later. So it's a membership site. So the way point-and-click coaching works is every week people get content dripped sequentially. Okay? So if you're joined now, you get week 1. Some people are on week 8. If you join next week, you get week 1. And some people are on week 10. Make sense? But one of the massive pros of a, let's call it a membership site, underneath put leaked content, one of the massive, massive advantages of leaking the content like that is it's had a dramatic impact on our retention. In fact, the retention for us in terms of leaking the content has doubled our retention. And even though we communicate to our customers hugely, and even though we're always telling our customers about the continuity, they still stay longer because we're leaking the content. In fact, if we're slow, like some people are right up against the limits of the content we're producing, if we're slow adding content in, we get emails saying you've got to add this content in. So leaking the content, the massive pro is increased retention. Huge increased retention. And I would say a con for that kind of membership site is it can be difficult to set up. Not always. There are scripts out there that do it, and I know people in the room have got those kind of scripts as well that they could offer. But sometimes it's difficult to set up. We use Infusionsoft and WordPress. And it's okay to set up if you know what you're doing, but it can be difficult. Another pro is that it's leading people somewhere, and people can kind of see the vision, and that leads to retention, which is the same point we just had. Can anyone else think of any pros of leaking the content in that way? Where you're dripping it to people week by week?
Same thing, get it all done
when
you set up.
Set it and forget it.
Yeah.
Set it and forget it. You don't have to do anything, the content is delivered automatically, easy peasy, set it and forget it. A point and click coaching site is lovely. We absolutely love it, and it's something that we're going to replicate again in different markets and in this market as well. It's so nice. All the content is made. Someone will join point and click coaching today, and they'll get week 1 today. And in 7 days, without me ever having to do anything, they'll get week 2. And then they'll get an email from me saying, look, you're going to get billed in a few days. Okay. But if you stay, you're going to get this customer appreciation gift, and we give them another bonus if they stay. Think that helps retention? Absolutely. Also leads to some cancels, but the people who cancel are probably the people who would have charged back or refunded. So that's a really, really cool idea. And I'm going to look at that in more detail later. Just bring the mic down here, sorry.
Yeah, just thinking of another positive on there. If they're logging in to access the contents, they get an email to log in. They've now logged into some of your property, so as well as the content, you've got advertising space and links to other offers.
Absolutely.
So you've constantly got that extra revenue sources.
Absolutely. Do you want to pass it to Daniel?
Just quickly, how many weeks are, is that like a fixed term continuity, or are you adding to it later?
Good question. Does anyone know the answer to that? James, do we know the answer yet? We're not decided.
So how many guys, so right now, you're just 1 week ahead of the last first subscriber. Yeah.
Ask us in a year. The plan is, we've not, just 1 second, I'll come over in a second. The plan that we've decided was we didn't want to mention in the sales material that it was fixed term, and it's something we're going to test. What we did, they said was it was a membership site, a coaching program every month, but we didn't say the length of the term. And we weren't sure about that, we were a bit tentative. So what we do now, we're just adding content in each week. But what we've kind of done is we've mapped out a year's worth of content, and we think we're going to get to 52 weeks and pull it. And then we'll do like a big launch saying, look, this is it, it's going to close down forever, probably pull another 1,000 people in, and then repackage it all up as a box set. But at the moment, we don't know. But we don't know if telling people it was fixed term would increase the retention. It might do, we just don't know. Do you want to come over here to Robert?
One of the things that we do with the continuity drip feed is every time we get them to log back in, we make them a different offer.
Excellent. I like that.
So it's a login offer every time they log in.
James, you want to write that down for us? And do you rotate that, like based on IP or...?
Yes. I mean, obviously, I use my own software, but we set that up so they get a different offer depending on what level they're in, where they're free, paid members, how long they've been a member, whole thing, and you can even set up affiliate products in there in your login offer, do affiliate deals with affiliate managers. I pretty much tripled my income by doing login offers every time they log in.
Excellent. Okay, thank you for that. That's excellent. Thank you. And then what Robert talks about there, if you look at the wider sense, if you've been to my last workshop, you'll be aware that I was constantly talking about the need to bolt on different areas to your business that increase your revenue. So like once you've got your offer set up, one of the first things you can do immediately that will boost your revenue is add an exit pop. Do you kind of buy that? Would that increase your revenues? Yeah. So if you then went and did what Robert did and spent like 2 days trying to create a system or using his software or whatever and creating some copy for some login offers, will that boost your revenue? Yeah. If you then go and craft some really nice thank you page ads for customers who've gone into your funnel, will that boost your revenue? What about if you flesh out your prospect sequence from 15 messages to 25? Or you flesh out your customer messages from 15 to 25. Again, will that boost your revenues? Yeah. So we're always looking to bolt on extra things into our business that will increase the numbers, and that's a really good example. So what I want to do now is kind of share with you, on another piece of paper, my kind of 8-step plan that I'm working with one client right now and a friend right now to build their continuity program really quickly. It's an 8-step plan. This is what I would do. This is what I'm doing with a client. This is what we're going to do in a different marketplace in about 4 months, probably longer. Okay, step one. You want to decide on the topics to cover in your continuity program. You want to decide on the topics to cover each month. The topics to cover each month. Step one. What are the topics going to be? So here's what I would do. If I was going to walk out of here today and I was going to create a continuity program, I'd probably create a DVD of the month club. And I'm going to give you the resources that I would use. That's what I'd probably do. Because it's easy, it's hassle-free. We've got a lot of pros and a lot of cons there, but it's easy. And I'm going to show you how. You don't need to mess around with software or scripts. It's easy. I'd create a DVD of the month club. And I'd sit down and I'd think, okay, 3 or 4 months, what topics in my marketplace do people want covering? So if you're in the dating marketplace, I'd think of 3 questions that people want answering. Does anyone want to shout out how you might find out what questions people want answering?
Survey.
You could survey them. What if you don't have an existing customer? Where else could you go? Go to a forum. Blimey. If you go to the Warrior Forum, if you're in this marketplace, you don't need to spend 10 minutes there to discover what kind of questions people have got. And by the way, I don't advocate hanging around in forums. I know I got started in forums and I got a little traction there. I don't advocate it. I advocate surrounding myself with positive people of the same kind of mindset. And people in forums often are not. And that's not good sometimes. And a lot of people who hang around in forums treat businesses, in this marketplace, a lot of people treat forums as, it's not for me. So sometimes yes, sometimes no. I need to be polite. Okay, so what topics each month? You might look at, should we put under brackets, you might look at forums. If you've got an existing customer base, you might do surveys. You might go and look at blogs. I'll tell you a really cool idea. You might go to Google and type in one of your keywords and see what the Google suggestion tool comes up with just in the search box, the Google search box. So if you go and type in dating in Google on the homepage, what does it do now? Does it pop up suggestions? It says, yeah, dating, and it comes up with questions that people are asking. So let's say you were making a product about how to get my girlfriend back. How to get my girlfriend back. You create a product like that. How to get my girlfriend back. If you went to Google and you typed in the search box, how to get my girlfriend back, it pops up suggestions with other questions that people are asking. Okay, so look at the meta tags. By meta tags, we mean like the HTML page itself. We don't need to get too technical. You can Google it. But actually looking at the HTML page and looking at what kind of tags they've got at the top of the page for their keywords. Just come down here.
You can also go look at Amazon. I mean, the bookseller, look at the best books. Mm-hmm. Open the front page as they allow you. Get a table of contents. Gives you a very nice breakdown of the best research topics.
Excellent. Looking at Amazon and looking at what kind of books are selling as well. What I would do now, if I was going to create... Well, let's come around here, actually. Let's have one more from down here. So step one, if there's 8-step plan to create your content quickly, is what topics will you cover each month? Go ahead.
You can combine the two as well with Google. There's a command, I can't remember what it is, but if you type into Google, let's say, how-to, just on the Warrior Forum. So you cut all the crap of the Warrior Forum, but you can see everybody searching for how-to... Assert the term how-to on the Warrior Forum.
Okay, I like that.
You can do that for any site that you know where there's resources.
Okay, so yeah, so what we're basically saying there is we're going to create how-to content. So we're looking for what kind of how-to questions that people are asking for, and we're searching on a particular site or whatever, how-to. I like that. What I would do, number one thing, if I had a customer list, I would do a survey, number one. If I didn't have access to do a survey, I would look at forums, and I'd probably stop there, to be honest. I'd probably go and look at the forum in your marketplace and I'd look at what questions are people asking. When I was involved in the teacher market, I used to go to the test.co.uk website all the time and look at what questions do people ask every day. How do I control my classroom? How do I deal with an unruly Key Stage 4 student? How do I deal with boy students when I'm a girl? How do I physically impose myself as a woman teacher? I'd look at the questions that people are asking every day and I would answer those questions in a continuity program. Put your hand up if that makes sense. If you go to the Warrior Forum, what kind of questions do people ask? How to build a list. How to get traffic. How to build a membership site. How to build a list. How to get traffic. How to build a membership site. Yeah? How to create a product. So if you're in this marketplace, what would be good topics for your continuity program? How to create a list. How to build a membership site. How to get traffic. If you're in the teacher market, you go to the forum and you look, what questions are people asking? If you're in the dating market, go to the forums. What problems do people have that you can fix with information? Make sense? Okay, so step one, you figure out what topic you're going to make, and you map it out. So you say, right, month one, bang, I'm going to talk about how to build a list. But you have to have a hook as well. Not just how to build a list, but it needs to be a big claim or a big benefit, something different. My Deep Connection Dynamics module is how to make 4 times more money with email marketing by selling less and earning more. Is that a hook? Is that different? Does that have a big benefit in it and a big point of difference? Or would you just have how to do email marketing? Or would you have how to make 4 times more money with email marketing while selling less and earning more? So you'd map out your first 3 or 4 months' content and you say, right, now I'm going to work on list building. This month I'm going to deliver traffic. This month I'm going to deliver membership site. And then you think of a cool title for each module with a nice hook. How to build a list of 1,021 people in less than 29 days without even having a website. Is that a hook? How to win your girlfriend back by not washing your... I don't know. I don't know where that came from. Anyway, moving on. Number two. I like to map out the content first, and then I like to find experts to interview. So what I would do is, it'd be a DVD of the month club, but what I'm actually delivering is an audio CD. An audio CD is what I would do. So CD of the month club, DVD of the month club. And I'd go and find some experts once I've got my content mapped out. And I would find the expert to fit in with the content I wanted to deliver, not the other way around. And I would look around my marketplace and think, who can help me deliver this particular piece of content? Who is accessible to me? Who can I get into contact with? And who helped me do this? Let me ask you this. If you came and asked me today for an interview, what might I say? Yes? No? Nick's already asked me. I said no. If it's short, maybe. To be honest, probably not. Why? Because I've got other things I need to do today, and I'm busy. And I've got a lot of people asking me for an interview. Where's Dean? Dean's not in the room at the moment. Okay, is anyone here who has asked me for an interview and I've given an interview? Just looking around. Okay, Dean asked me for an interview. And the reason I said yes to Dean is because he convinced me that there's going to be something in it for me. Okay? What might that be? Exposure. Bounce back offers. The ability to promote myself in the audio I give to him. Shared ownership. We'll take questions and we'll ask for the hands. We'll take questions. Shared ownership. If you come to me today and say, can I interview you? I'm probably going to say no. But if you say, listen, can I interview you? And I'm going to give you shared ownership. So Lee, you can do whatever you want with it. Here's a suggestion. Why don't you put it in your gold program? I know you've got loads of members in there. Go put it in your gold program. It'll be really cool. If you then come to me and say, oh, by the way, I'm going to use this content for a launch I've got coming up. I'm expecting to acquire 500 new customers. Then we're talking. If you then say, look, also, I'd love you to promote two of your products and services in there, maybe via an affiliate link, or maybe not, that'd be really cool too. Now I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes if I believe you. So whenever you're approaching anyone for an interview, you've got to answer the what's in it for them question. If you go to some guru in your marketplace, in the dating marketplace, the make money marketplace, or whatever, if you're asking them to give you content, you're asking them for their time. And listen to this, the more successful someone gets, the more precious their time becomes. Do you kind of buy that? When you talk about like marketing to the affluent and people who are successful, time is one of the most precious commodities. So why is somebody really successful going to give you their time when they'd rather be spending their time with their family or their children or their wife or playing football or whatever? So, okay, there's a benefit for you, but what's the benefit for them? So step two is approach some experts to provide content. But the real key point is you need to answer the question, what's in it for them? Put your hand up if you kind of get that. And let me just give you some really practical suggestions. Shared ownership. Massive. For me, anyway, for me personally. Bounce back offers, where they can promote themselves in the audio. Massive. For me, especially. Shared ownership, bounce back offers. Exposure. Massive. How many interviews do you think I've done, roughly? About 80. Something like that. How many of those interviews do you think point back to my products and services?
79.
Pretty much all of them. Let me ask you this. Do you think that having 80 interviews out there, Dean was saying his continuity program, he made $13,000 last month. Can anyone guess when people opt in what the product is that they get when they opt in? They get the interview that I did with Dean. Now, if Dean's generating $13,000 a month and I've done an interview with Dean, how many people do you think are opting in and listening to my interview? A lot. How many of them do you think visit my website and join my continuity program or buy my products as a result of that interview? A lot. Now let's multiply that by 80. Now do you start to see what's in it for me in terms of giving interviews? Would I want to give an interview then? Absolutely. Do you think that might have made me several thousand dollars and continue to do so in an evergreen integrated way? Absolutely. So think about what's in it for them. And the big ones for me are shared ownership. Do you know that interview I did with Dean? Where do you think that is? It's in my gold program for my gold members to listen to and in my point and click program for them to listen to. So now Dean is helping me make content for my members. Can you understand if that makes sense? Bounce back offers and exposure. So if you go and approach anybody, we call this the joint venture scalpel, those 3 points, part of the joint venture scalpel. If you go and approach anybody in your marketplace, say to them, look, this is what's in it for you. You're going to get shared ownership and be particular. You're going to get shared ownership, Alex. I know you've got a launch coming up, and I'd love you to give it to your members, and that would be cool if you wanted to. Or be particular. I know, Jeff, that you've got this coaching program. Why don't you just put it in there, and I'll give you the content, the shared ownership. Give them bounce back offers and be particular. Alex, I know you've got this really cool freebie. I'd love to interview you. Why don't you mention that in there? That'd be cool. Tell my audience about it. Is that going to make you more likely to say yes? Absolutely. Exposure. Dave, I've got 70,000 subscribers, and I'm expecting 3,000 people to access this freebie. Could I interview you, and would you tell people about your offer? Is Dave going to say yes? Absolutely. If someone grabs him in the pub tonight, and really drunk, where's Dean? Dean's been arrested here. If Dean grabs him really drunk and says, "Oi, Dave, wait, can I interview you?" He's going to say no. Do you see where I'm coming from? So stop thinking about in terms of what's good for you and start thinking about what's good for them. Hands up if you buy that. Okay, shared ownership, bounce back off. I'm trying to be really specific here for you. So step one, you figure out the topics. How do you do that? Survey number one. Number two, if you can't do a survey, you don't have access to a survey facilities, you don't have a list, you go to forums. Step two, bang, you approach experts. What do? You give them what's in it for them. Shared ownership, bounce back offers, exposure, you'll get anyone to say yes, if they believe you. If you come to me and you say, "Listen, Lee, just getting started, hey, workshop great, I'm doing a launch next month, brilliant. Just starting internet marketing today, we're going to sell 20,000 units, fantastic. Loads of exposure for you." I might not believe you. Okay. By the way, Jit Uppal told me he was going to be my number one affiliate, and he is. And he told me that a year ago, I didn't believe him. Okay, so sometimes unbelievable things do happen. Step three. Decide on a theme for each piece of content and a title and allow bounce back offers and map it out loosely. So step three, decide on a theme and a title and map out the content loosely. So what I mean is, you've said, right, okay, these are the topics. List building, bang. Traffic, bang. Membership sites. You've found your experts. And you've said, look, I'm going to give you exposure, shared ownership, bounce back offers. Now you decide on the theme and the title with a big hook. How to do X in Y. How to date any girl in 5 days without leaving your house, even if you've not shaved for 5 years. How to do anything in Y, okay? Some kind of big hook that gets people interested. And a nice title. Deep connection dynamics sounds a lot better than email marketing today. Okay?
Are you sure that's not a good?
The ultimate traffic plan sounds better than get some traffic fast. So think of a nice title, okay, and a nice theme. And map it out. And by map it out, I mean write 10 questions. So by map it out, I mean 10 questions you're going to ask the person. But don't stick to it. So you don't want to ask them, "So then, Lee, tell me about list building." And I talk, and they say, "Okay, that's great. Now tell me about traffic." That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about mapping it out loosely so you can see a beginning and an end, and it's all kind of interconnected. Does that make sense? And then as you're going, you just free roll with it. If you get me in an interview and you're interviewing me, it depends on... Sometimes I have a beer beforehand, and I'll just chat about anything. And that's good. Those are the best interviews. Has anyone heard any interviews I've done with Jit? Hands up. Some people. Yeah, a few more. We have great interviews. We just have a chat. Click record. I'll have a beer. And it just flows. So map out the content. Beginning, middle, end with 10 questions. Let's write that down. 10 questions. But don't stick to them. God. Just go with the flow. If they say, "God, you know, I really discovered about traffic generation when I was in, I was arrested in Vietnam, and I was behind sales, and I thought, God, this is a great strategy." Don't say, "Okay, now tell us about list building." Ask them about it. And decide in advance what the bounce back offer is going to be. So decide in advance what the bounce back offer. So say to them in advance, what would you like to promote to my audience? Ask them. Okay? Happy with that? Hands up if that makes sense? Okay? So we've decided we're going to do a DVD of the Month Club or an audio CD. We've decided, okay, we're going to go and find out what questions people want. We're going to find our experts. Now we're going to decide theme and title. Bang. Step four. Arrange a time to suit them and record with Skype. Do you know how many people approach me for an interview and they do all that stuff right? And I say, "Yeah, come on, we're in. Let's do it." And they say, "Great. Okay, I'm free 9 o'clock next Monday." And I'll be like, "Well, that's like 5 a.m. UK time." And they're like, "Well, I'm busy." Decide a time to meet them. If you want to interview someone, are you prepared to get up in the morning at 4 a.m. and ring them up? If the answer is no, then why should they bother giving you an interview? Do you buy that? Okay, and record with Skype. Now, what we do with our interviews is we record with Skype and we use a service called Pamela. So if you search for Pamela with Skype, it costs about 19 euros in that kind of ballpark, and it'll give you crystal clear audio quality. Okay? Crystal clear audio quality. So you get Skype, you call them up on Skype. If they give you a phone number, you can use Skype call out. If they give you a Skype address, which is preferable, you just call them up on Skype. You install Pamela with Skype, and you just click record, and it's that simple. Okay? Easy. And you arrange a time to fit them. Give them 5 or 6 times, and be prepared to put yourself out. Easy. Right, you finish the call, then what do you do? You might as well get the call transcribed. We use Tara Transcriptionist, tara-transcriptionist.com. If she's busy next week and I can't get my stuff done, I'm not going to be happy. tara-transcriptionist.com. Get it transcribed. What might you do with those transcripts? Ebook, special reports, manuals, get it transcribed. So step 4, record. Sorry, that was step 5, get it transcribed, sorry. Step 6, get some graphics made for your CD. Where might you find a good graphic designer? Warrior Forum. Minisitestudios.com. Or mini... I don't know, I have to look that up. I have to ask James later. Google Minisite Studios. James Dyson does all of our work really cheaply. Good guy. Not cheaply, sorry. Really expensively, but good work. Go on the Warrior Forum. Find some special offers. Get some graphics made. Then what are you going to do? Step 7, upload to kunaki.com. How many people here have never heard of kunaki.com? How many people have heard of kunaki.com? How many people never put their hand up ever? Upload to kunaki.com. So now you take the CD and you say, right, okay, CD, here's the interview on Ultimate Traffic Plan with Lee McIntyre. Great. Here's the graphics. Fantastic. You upload to Kunaki. It's a simple process. It's not hard. You can read the instructions. I've even got a freebie called Quick Start Kunaki showing you how to do it. If you contact James on the help desk and ask him for Quick Start Kunaki, I can't even remember the link. He'll give it to you. It's free. He'll show you how to upload to Kunaki. Step 8, open up a One Shopping Cart account or an Infusion account. Or PayPal. Does this sound hard?
No.
Then what do you do? You add a pay button to your website. We're going to talk about that in the next session. And when you've got this all up in Kunaki, when someone's been a member for month 1, what happens? You log on to Kunaki and you say, send this DVD to this customer, bang. When someone's been a member for month 2, what do? You say, okay, this is month 2's DVD. Send this to this customer, bang. When someone's been a member for month 3, you say, okay, they've been charged today, 3 months. Log in and you can do that. And there's ways to automate it with technology. And there's ways to pass it on to staff and delegate. But that's what you do. Okay, do you want to just recap the different points? We just bring the sheet down, Mark. This is my 8-step plan to get started really quickly before we wrap up. Step 1, figure out what topics each month. Where are we going to do it? We're going to survey or we're going to go on forums? Step 2, we're going to approach experts. We're going to answer the what's in it for them question with shared ownership, bounce back offers, exposure. Step 3. We're going to decide on a theme and title. We're going to map out the content loosely with a big hook. A big hook. And we're going to map it out loosely. And we're going to give them opportunity to promote bounce back offers. Step 4. We're going to arrange a time to suit them and call them up on Skype. And we're going to record with Pamela for Skype. Step 5. We're going to transcribe. Use taratranscriptionist.com or tara-transcriptionist.com or Google it if you want. Get some graphics made. Use James Dyson from Minisite Studios. Get the graphics made. Step 7, upload to Kunaki. If you don't know how, go and get my book, Quick Start Kunaki. It'll show you how. Step 8, open up a PayPal account, a One Shopping Cart account, an Infusion account. You're good to go. You've got the continuity program, the content ready for 3 months. Hands up who thinks that's going to take you a year. Hands up who thinks 6 months. Hands up who thinks you'd get that done in a week. I think you could get that done in a day if you pushed yourself, but definitely in a week. Hands up who's going to get out of this room today and give themselves a kick up the backside and get it done. Having a continuity program has transformed my business and we're making $100,000 this month and I'm bloody happy about it. I still drive a Skoda. I still go on bunk beds to Amsterdam and stay in 3-star hotels. Dave laughs at my car. I went to John Farnall's office and John Farnall sent his son out to laugh at my car. You think I'm joking, but I'm not. He said, go and look at the car. And he went out thinking it was going to be a Ferrari, and it was a Skoda. I sleep in bunk beds.
Not with me.
I discovered... No, I'm going to... Never mind. I do all of those things, but we've got a massive business. We've got team members. We've got Mark here helping us out. We've got Mark Orr at the back, who's starting with us full-time on Monday. We've got Lindsay, who's been with us full-time now in our office. We've got James at the back. Just turn around for a second and just look at the back of the room. Hello. How many people would like to have a business where you've got a person stood there, like a bodyguard, guarding the beer? A person sat there. Lindsay, just shout out, what have you been working on this morning on the computer? Refunds, chargebacks, duplicate orders, P1s, P2s from the tasks we have. James, you want to share what you're working on right now? We need to get you some extra tasks. Thanks for that. I appreciate it. Well-oiled machine back there. How many people want a business like that? Yeah? Nobody? How many people? I'm going to go home. Look, the point I'm making is that's not a hard plan. You get out of here and you give yourself a kick up the backside. Is it going to be easy? No. Never. Never. When we launched Point and Click Coaching, I wanted to cry on the day of launch. And I don't cry unless I get kicked in certain parts of my body. But I wanted to cry. Because when we launched, we got a phone call from PowerPay 45 minutes before launch saying, no, you can't do this. Not joking. But 10 minutes before, we discovered that our upsells didn't work. Not joking. We had massive problems. Is it going to be easy? No. Is it going to be worth it? Yes. Hands up who's going to go and follow this 8-step plan and create the content for the program. Go away, get it done, transform your business. Thanks very much, and I'll see you in the next session. Thank you.